China's fishing fleet is devastating the fish stock and in destroying ecosystems. According to the UN, almost 90% of fish stock globally are, quote, fully exploited, overexploited, or depleted, and the global fish catch has been going down ever since the 80s. A whole third of all global fish market is in China, with how much each individual eats in the country is far higher than the developing or developed average. To keep up with such demand, juxtaposed with significantly lower amounts of their own fish stock, Chinese vessels are now traversing the globe in order to fish in other countries' waters, which comes up more than 90 different countries are experiencing this and fishing a larger area than any other fleet. The Chinese fleet for distance water fishing is a massive 17,000 boats. For comparison, the U.S. only has 300. The Chinese government goes so far as to promote overfishing of this fleet by helping pay for building of long-range fishing trawlers and many other tax exemptions. It's also been well documented the effect of China's demand for shark fins and what that's done for global fish populations. What's less known is the effect of the same group for long-range fishing boats has on other fish stocks. However, one assessment has said that, quote, no major global fishing ecosystem is untouched by China's seafood economy, which is quite startling. One example for this is the demand for a critically endangered totoba fish, and then selling its bladder in traditional Chinese medicine for as much as $100,000 each, which has had an effect and devastated the adorable and immensely fascinating miniature whale species, the vaquita, which gets caught in the nets, leading to a depleted amount of maybe only 24 members of the species left in the world. The Chinese fleet also uses bottom trawlers extensively, which damages the seafloor as the nets are scraped along the bottom, which they account for at least 25% of all fishing using this incredibly destructive technique. The fishing fleet is also geniusly innovative, such as using ships to trawl the bottom of the ocean before transferring their catch to factory ships so they can continue trawling further and further away from port. Disputes with Chinese fishing have started to become worse and worse, with Indonesia, Japan, South Korea, and Vietnam all having disputes with Chinese vessels, as well as many other South American countries, West African, and Pacific Island countries. The Chinese fleet has also been very aggressive in its threats to back down and allow them to continue fishing, including one South Korean ship being sunk after a Chinese fishing vessel rammed it. Thank you for listening. If you like this episode, please hit that subscribe or follow button. Also, if you'd like to find more episodes like this or check out the long form show, visit us at bandwidth.productions.